bit of a kind of a fear on part of that, because there is another company out of Minnesota that's a woman-owned business that was a really good partner in the past, but they made a huge mistake in Minnesota. And that company is called Sea Change. And they were kind of a good partner for ES&S, but there's a court case that happened in Minnesota right before the 2022 election where they actually made a mistake.
Okay.
In the first two races, they actually had the party identifications for the races, but the rest of them, they left them off. And so the auditor missed it, a bunch of the absentee voters missed it, the election judges missed it, but a voter found out about it and complained and created a case in Minnesota that forced a correction of the ballots and then calling some of the absentee voters to allow them to re-vote again.
Okay.
And then forcing the election judges to transfer the old votes from the old ballots to the new ballots by hand.